This week, an Iranian indie rock band made history. Hypernova is the first Iranian band to emerge from the underground rock scene in Tehran, get signed to an American record label, and release an album in the U.S. NPR's Shireen Meraji spoke with Hypernova's frontman, Ram, about the new release.
I met Ram in 2007, when Hypernova first landed in the U.S. I profiled them for NPR because what doesn't scream story more than a rock band from the Islamic Republic of Iran, where it's illegal to rock?
Living life in the heart of Iran, we had a dream of becoming one.
It's time to check back with Hypernova because of its first U.S. release and because the musicians now call Brooklyn home. Ram lives in Williamsburg, where it's a crime not to rock. Every other hipster walking to the subway looks like they're in a band. He insisted we talk on top of a super tall, rusty water tower on the roof of his artist loft.
I'm doing probably the most dangerous interview I've ever done before. How we're going to get back down is still a mystery.
That seems to be Ram's MO. Do first, think later. He formed a rock band in a country where you can literally get lashed for playing Western music. But he got sick of jamming in his Tehran basement. On a whim, Hypernova tried for the 2007 South by Southwest Music Festival and some real exposure. The musicians got in, but didn't get their visas in time to make South by Southwest. But they came to the U.S. anyway.
You know, in the beginning, there was a lot of media attention around their story. There was this exotic oriental element to it where, oh, wow, look at this underground band from this theocratic state where we never even imagined of hearing this kind of rock and roll. To be honest, I felt that we didn't deserve a lot of the attention because when we first came here, our music really sucked.
The four members of Hypernova had 2 years to work on their sound. Their debut album, Through the Chaos, is the result of that effort. The second track,
say it wrong,
Viva la Resistance,
is an ultra-hyper, danceable song with a blunt message.
The boys there are shouting and the girls there are dancing because it ain't no crime.
Growing up in Iran, where we were raised in this very Orwellian state, and we're always afraid of the authorities, and kids were told to squeal on their parents, and, you know, you reach a point where you're just like, it. I don't care if I'm going to get lashed or thrown into jail. I'm going to play my goddamn guitar.
Your theocratic neo-fascist ideology is only getting in the way of my biology. Your book says no, but my body wants more. Oh Lord, won't you help me? I've lost control.
Ram has encouraged other musicians from back home to escape a government that controls their art. And they have. He shares his messy Brooklyn loft with the Yellow Dogs, another band from Iran. Beds are scattered on the floor, a bag of basmati rice hangs from the ceiling, and a gigantic half-finished bottle of Carlo Rossi collects dust on a shelf.
I hardly have any money, but I've never been happier in my life either. Because if we go back home, we'll probably get arrested, and that won't do any good to anyone. But the fear of the landlord kicking you out is something parallel to.
I'm at the mercy of the waves. Where? Is where I stay. Time will let me down. You are here and now.
Ram's favorite song on Hypernova's debut is this one, called Here and Now. He says, although it sounds cliche, it's about trying to live in the present.
A lot of Iranians, and they feel too proud that we used to rule the world and conquer the world 2,500 years ago. I'm like, yeah, but that was like ages ago. What are you doing now to represent your country in a positive light? You know, your actions will speak much louder than words of history and, you know, times that have passed.
Hypernova is in the process of planning a U.S. tour to promote Through the Chaos. The band recently added a fifth member, an American, but they're months behind schedule. Three members were detained at the U.S.-Canada border on their way back to Brooklyn because they have Iranian passports.
I understand, like, you know, where it's all coming from. I understand it's, like, standard operating procedure, and I just wish that there was a way that they could, like, make it easier for, like, artists who are doing actually something positive in terms of bridging this sort of cultural divide between our representing nations. We're not the bad guys. We're the good guys.
But, adds Ram, That's something you have to get used to when you're a rock band from the Axis of Evil. Shereen Meraji, NPR News.
Staring at the world outside with my back against the wall.
Hypernova's debut album is called Through the Chaos.
Standing oh so tall.